You're listening to the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3.
What up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3, Eddie Greer, the third, a.k.a. EG3, for this NASCAR pod, all about what's going on in the latest around NASCAR, the three biggest divisions in all of NASCAR, folks. Coming at you, recording this, little bit of shakeup here on this podcast, doing something that I usually do for my other podcast, bringing you this, what I'm going to call it, this Martinsville Primer Playoff Edition. So you're not going to get a full hour or even a half hour at that. Going to set you up for the Cup Series run to Phoenix, folks. The last race to decide everything for the championship four race coming up. As I'm sitting here recording this on Saturday morning, October 29th. 2022 here on this edition of the podcast. So a little bit different. So it's not even going to be a half hour or my usual hour on the show here. We're winding down, folks, the last couple of races of the year. But before you know it, after next weekend, there will be no more racing on television screen for a little bit. I kind of already, last week's edition, you have not checked it out. Well, first off, if you're new to the podcast, first off, welcome aboard to the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast EG3. And if you're new and even want more content, definitely check out the latest episodes in the archives of the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. It's all there for you guys as well to listen to as well. So I apologize if you guys are going to look for a full episode. You're not going to get that this week. The plan is hopefully to get a championship preview next week of all three races, the Trucks, Xfinity, and Cup Series for sure. I definitely have a guest in mind. We'll see if that follows through. If not, I will do it myself. And of course, I'm going to do the recap of all the championship races from there. So it looks like, from what the rest of the schedule looks like, it's going to be maybe three more episodes this year on the podcast, unless I get another guest. I won't record another pod unless a guest agrees they want to hop on and chat NASCAR and recap their he or she about the season and elsewhere. So we'll just have to see what it is. But at this moment in time, as I'm sitting here recording this, well, it will be three more episodes with the championship preview, then of course the recap of the championship, the champions of those races in the season, of course, and then kind of do my usual award show at that. That's how that's set up right now for the podcast as well. But real quick here, the Cup Series, and I kind of already talked about the Trucks in Xfinity on the last episode of the show, episode 318 of the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast EG3. If you have not checked it out from last week, please go over there and do that. Kyle Larson dominated this race, a non-playoff driver, and he was a dominant car, but Martin Truex Jr. played second fiddle. If that caution does not come out, those guys were matching lap times as things were winding down. Yes, Kyle would have been right there. I wish it would have played out without the damn caution first off from there. So, that's why this episode is going to be a little shorter, because Kyle Larson stuck up the show last week, and I've already talked about the Truck Series last week in the Xfinity Series. The Xfinity Series, oh, by the way, will be racing making their final field for the championship four race later on this afternoon. As I'm recording this podcast, Junior Motorsports right now holding down the first two spots. It was Josh Berry, and then of course last week Noah Gregson punches his ticket to Phoenix there next week for the championship race there. So the rest of the half. Will be decided when this podcast comes out as well. So I don't want to dig into too much of that. But yeah, Martin Truex Jr. played second fiddle, had the second fastest car there, and he was definitely Jumped out to a 2.5 second lead late in the race there. And finally, a break went his way. Finally, after a season full of bad breaks and whatnot and weird shit happening to him, finally getting a break. The caution came out for Ryan Blaney spinning off. And how about the self-destruction in these second half of these races for Ryan Blaney? If anything, Ryan Blaney should be having himself in position. Now, he could go out and win this race and still get in, but he would be in a lot better position if he finished off these races for this 12 team in the playoffs. Cannot close the deal. He's got one more shot to do it. He doesn't do it, he's going to be watching the championship race on the sidelines. So that's just mind-boggling. But this 12 team, Ryan Blaney, continuing to step on their own toes here in the round of eight in the NASCAR playoffs here. But finishing up Truex here real quick. These are two guys. Well, obviously, Larson got eliminated in the last round, and Truex didn't make the playoffs this year by a stupid 3 points there. And then before that, the caution came out there. Larson was, these guys are trading fastest lap times there. So I wish this would have played out on a racetrack instead of in the pits there, which Truex got turned in the pit lane there. So it's just this year 2022, baby. Truex gets sent in there, and luckily no one got hurt, and he got spun right into his pit box there. And kudos to the crew for doing everything necessary to get out of the way of their own car there. Unfortunately, that could have been a whole lot worse than it was right there. And Truex was a man possessed, restarted, 19th, and got the 6th there to end it right there. So very in Kyle Larson's car there to close it out there, close out that race, wasn't that fast to start off. So definitely caught a break at the end of the race for sure. Sir, there, but hey, Kyle Larson dominant once again there and wins another race for the 5 team there as well. The other playoff contenders you're wondering here, Ross Chastain finished 2nd behind him, and he's in position right now. As I bring back, let's see, big man. Da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, Ross Chastain, 19 points. I mean, yes, that's good. I mean, yes, Jeff Gluck mentioned it. That's really good, but that can all go away. That can all go away by mistake. Anything like that. And looking at Ryan Blaney, I talked about Ryan Blaney already. He's out of the playoffs. He's out of the championship picture right now. 18 out. You're going to need everything. You need all the points you can get, and then some. So Ryan Blaney's going to have to need help. Christian Bell. Yeah, you're going to have to do what you did at the Roval in the previous round. Go out and win the race. Put yourself in position to steal a spot in the championship. For Chase Briscoe, a Hail Mary for him. He'll have to Hail Mary it for his opportunity to win. But, yeah, looking at this final as we bounce around back and forth from the finishing order from the Dixie Vodka 400 to the playoff pitcher heading in to the final race before the championship race next week. Chase Elliott, 11 up. William Byron, 5 up. That's what you're looking at right now. Of course, Joey Logano's already in. So, the win at Vegas 2 weeks ago, he's in. So, he can relax for one more week. And then he'll have to get ready to buckle down one more time for an opportunity for a second championship there as well. Yeah, Byron and Hamlin separated by 5 points. We know William Byron, he was smoking good last time. Cup Series was at Martinsville there. Denny Hamlin, we know he has multiple wins at this racetrack. JGR was out to lunch the last time we were with this car in Martinsville as well. So we'll see what adjustments have been made with Joe Gibbs Racing, in particular this 11 car here. Because if I think what I'm thinking is right, that we're going to see a track position race, then You better have a good run car for sure. So, yeah, I think this is a wild card in itself here because of the lack of passing that we saw early this season. Eddie Greer for the 3 Wide NASCAR podcast. This is the playoff Martinsville primer, getting y'all pumped up, ready to rock and roll for the last race here before the championship is decided of 2022 next week in the NASCAR Cup Series. Denny Hamlin finished 7th in Miami. Christopher Bell finished outside the top 10 in 11th. William Byron finished 12th. Chase Elliott has been off in this round for some reason. I don't know. Chase Elliott, he was, what, 21st or 22nd last week or 2 weeks ago in Vegas. And then now coming back around, finishing 14th in this race. Ryan Blaney, we already talked about him, 17th. Joey Logano already in the championship race next week at Phoenix. He finished 18th in this race. And Chase Briscoe, heartbreak city for him, finishing dead last in this race at 36th position right there as well. What? That's a bad break for that team there. They were kind of out of the ball game as well, but they worked themselves into the top 10 again, and then more issues came up there for them as well. The rest of the top 10 finishers, we are talking about Kyle Larson, 5 times for 199. Damn! This was actually Kyle Larson's first win at Miami. All the solid runs that Kyle Larson has had in the past this race has yet to win here, but he finally crossed the finish line with that one. There, Ross Chastain, second, we already mentioned that. AJ Allmendinger, I was very impressed. This guy has really come around as a threat on all tracks. He's going to be something to watch next year as he's full-time in the Cup Series. Third, Austin Dillon, a quiet fourth. He was running the top 10 back in all day long. So kudos to him. Brad Keselowski, also a solid run. He finished 5th in this race. Martin Truex Jr., Riley back, finished 6th. It should have been really 1-2 there. I wish that race would have played out there in the racetrack there, because Kyle Larson was running him down. But every time I look at the scoring monitor there, they were trading lap times. Fast corner racetrack there. But Truex finished 6th. Hamlin 7th. Kevin Harvick finished 8th there. Kyle Busch finished 9th. And Daniel Suarez, Trackhouse Racing, getting both cars into the top 10 right there as well. So I already mentioned the picture there. Setting you guys up here. Hey, it's anybody's ball game here. Ross Chastain, Chase Elliott, William Byron, 3 spots are open. And of course, you win, especially someone outside of this bubble here. Denny Hamlin can do it for sure. Ryan Blaney has shown signs that he can win Martinsville, but for whatever reason, hasn't able to close a deal like this round. Christopher Bell, we all know what happened at the Roval, back against the wall. Put yourself in position late in the race. You can get it done. That's what he did. He's going to have to do it again. And Chase Briscoe, that would be a big upset. And Chase Briscoe would have do that as well. So, setting the stage here, folks. This is going down 1 Central Time, 2 Eastern Time, a little after Green Flag, a little after 2 Eastern Time there. The Xfinity 500 to decide the rest of the Championship 4 field on NBC. MRN will have coverage on the radio there. NBC will take you the rest of the way, as I said the last several weeks on the podcast as well. So we'll see what happens there as well. So we'll see if this car is well more adjusted and we see a little bit more passing, or are we going to see the same thing? Guys just riding around, can't pass anybody. And we'll be in, if that happens, we're going to be in for a long ass 500 lap race there. But I'm looking forward to it. Should be good. We'll see what happens. Or will another non-playoff contender win another playoff race? And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, let me go back here before we close this out. Here, I believe that's number 5, the 5th win for a non-playoff driver. This in the playoffs here. Let's see, Larson won. Reddick, who was eliminated in the opening round. Yeah, that's 5. Yes, sir. Right on cue, baby. 5. That's 5 wins for non-playoff drivers here in 2022, folks. So I definitely see a case for 6 here So we'll see what happens. And mainly because Truex there, again, if JGR gets their cars right, he can be a definite threat there to steal a win there. He's got two chances left to do it. Here, a Keselowski, a pass winner here. Almondy, I don't know if Almondy is in the feed or not, but there's several others in there as well. So looking forward to this race, and we'll see what happens on Sunday after early afternoon. The 3Wide NASCAR podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast, folks. Eddie Greer, once again, appreciate you guys once again for tuning in to this Martinsville playoff primer, getting you guys ready for the green flag here. When you listen to this in a few moments here, and we will definitely have a full breakdown of all three divisions preview of the championship four races next week. I'm gonna have to find time to sit and record and a possible guest for that as well. But keep it locked. Make sure if you're subscribed, if you're not a subscriber already, I know it's late in the 2022 season, but make sure you do hop on. You love what you're hearing. Please subscribe to the 3Wide NASCAR podcast wherever you get your podcast. Congratulations again to Kyle Larson for owning Miami last week, who will take the checkered flag here to punch a ticket here. As I'm looking for, what was I looking for here? Oh, I'm sorry, that was a bad closeout. Here, let me set it up here. All right, okay, I think I got it. So, all right, so appreciate you guys for listening to the show here. We got it all set up now. Enjoy the Cup race today, and we'll be back with two episodes next week right here on the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3, who will lock up their spots for the championship four.
With EG3. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your sports podcasts. Spotify, Audio Boom, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and more. We'll talk to you next time, going 3Wide.